the book. We'll need your full name, your borrower number, and the name of the site library you borrowed the items from.
So, theoretically, I can borrow books for up to 3 months. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, provided they're not recalled.
So, what happens then?
Well, sometimes an item is requested by another borrower, in which case we'd send you a letter and you'd have to return the book within 7 working days. Don't forget, we're closed on Sundays.
Okay.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 28 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 28 to 30.
I expect it'll take me a while to find what I need. There's such a lot here.
Yes, there is. But if you need help getting started, this term we're running 3 study skills workshops.
Oh? What are they on?
Let me see. The first one's on resources. Yes, here it is. How to use the library's resources. That includes everything, not just the print and technical resources.
That sounds useful. Is there anything on using the internet?
Let's see. The one on the internet for beginners was last term. This term it's finding research materials online.
That sounds interesting too. What's the last one?
It's a workshop on dissertations.
What do you mean? How to write one?
No, it's more to do with academic writing conventions. You know, writing a bibliography and how to refer to sources in your text. That sort of thing. Anyway, here's a leaflet with information about all 3.
Thanks a lot. That'll be very useful.
You're welcome.
That is the end of section 3. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. Now turn to section 4. Section 3. You will hear a conversation between a librarian and an education student. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 27. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 27.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Good afternoon. Yes, I've just transferred to the School of Education and I'd like information about joining the library.
Well, the School of Education has libraries on 2 sites, as I'm sure you know. This one here is the Fordham site and the other is on Castle Road.
And is there any difference between the 2 libraries?
Not in terms of their facilities. Access to online databases and the internet is available at both sites, and each site has a range of reference materials on education.
Oh, yes, I see.
But the Castle Road site has books on the sociology of education and a collection of textbooks and teaching resources covering most of the subjects taught in secondary schools.
Ah, right. But I'm training to be a primary teacher, so I need to look at materials for the 5 to 11 age group.
Then you've come to the right place. At Fordham, we hold material relating to primary education, as well as special needs. But, of course, you'll need to familiarise yourself with both sites to make the most of our resources.
You haven't mentioned periodicals. Are they held at both sites?
Current issues, yes, but if you want to look at back issues, you'll need to use the CD-ROM databases, which are held here at Fordham.
I see. Now, about borrowing books, I'm living out of town, so I'm hoping I can borrow quite a few items and cut down on the number of trips I have to make.
Right. Well, members can borrow 2 books at a time from each site.
Only 2 books?
Only 2 from each site, but that's 4 altogether.
Oh, I see. And how long can I hang on to them for?
The borrowing period is 1 month, but of course books can be renewed. You can renew any item a maximum of 3 times.
Do I have to come to the library to do that?
No, you can do it by telephone or email. But you can't renew overdue books this way, only before or on the due date stamped in.